Good morning and welcome to the Innovative Teaching Podcast. I am your host, Jeanette Schaefer. Well, we've been working remotely now for a few weeks, and I realize I haven't done a daily podcast since I think last Wednesday. I had the opportunity to interview Stephen Crawford, so I wanted to take advantage of that and get some information out other than daily updates. But I also have South Mountain faculty that are missing the daily updates. I have a new plan. I was working with my mentor, Marilyn Torres, and I was telling her that doing daily updates takes a good bit of time. So creating the guide and creating the podcast takes roughly 2 hours. So I want to cut that back a little bit because I have some other things on my plate right now that I'm having to take care of. But my goal now is to do the daily update like twice a week. So my goal is to do Monday, Thursday, Tuesday, Thursday. So I'm bringing you an update today. There's a ton of information, but there's so much information with fine details that I can't put it all into a podcast. So I picked out kind of some interesting things that you might want to hear about and might also provide some ideas for other people that listen to our podcast outside of Maricopa County. The first up, we have put together the SMC Student Hub Canvas course. I've mentioned this in the past, but it is up in full swing. So the Student Hub is like our CTL Hub Canvas course. As you know, from the faculty perspective, the CTL Hub is a place where I try to put all the information that's coming in that you need as a faculty member right now. And it may be instructional strategies, it may be tutorial guides, phone numbers to call, information to share with your students, just anything and everything that's coming at us right now, I'm trying to put into that environment. To be fair, not every little thing's in there, because like I said, there's so much information coming at us. But I try to weed through and put in what I think is most important. I've done the same thing with students. We basically went live yesterday on Monday. That's why I've been busy and not producing daily podcasts, because we were really trying to get that up and going. The course is up. All 3,500 plus students have been added to the course. We were doing a self-enroll link, but that's kind of slow for students to see the self-enroll link. So by manually putting them in, when they log into Canvas, they will automatically see this resource. Students are already very active in the area. They've been asking questions. It's from the student side of the house, which are questions I cannot answer. So I'm having to pull in a bunch of our other staff, which is wonderful. I'm getting a lot of people involved, and we're getting those questions answered for students. It's not meant to replace anything. It's just meant to be an additional resource for students to go find the information they need, all the way from the writing tutoring information that has come out, the online tutoring information that we just got from our tutor center, resources in the community. I'm posting in resources for jobs as I see those come up in articles. I'm pulling information from other campuses that they're sharing. And then I've even put in a category for homeschooling kits. So if you have your own children at home and you're trying to teach children, you know, because I know we have students that are also trying to teach their own children to be students. So I've put some resources in there. I've really weeded through those because there's a lot coming across. So I've kind of picked out the best of the best to put in there so people aren't trying to waste their time when they really need to be working, learning on their own, taking care of everybody, fixing meals. So I've tried to really streamline that. But check out the Student Hub and the guide that goes with this podcast. I have put in the self-enroll link. So if you want to be able to get into the Student Hub, see what information's there, feel free to self-enroll yourself in. And then, you know, keep in mind, it's for students. We don't want faculty taking over the space. The whole goal is for students to have a place to ask questions and get answers, and then just find the resources they need when they need them. And if you have ideas, by the way, if you hop in there and you see some information missing, please, please, please let me know. I will either make you a teacher so you can put the information in, or you can send the information to me and I will get the information in. Next up is students are concerned. So Scottsdale Community College did a survey of some of their students. It's reflecting a lot of what I'm hearing just based on the student hub, some of the questions that we've already gotten from students. They're really, really concerned about anything and everything. So they're concerned about playing multiple roles, just like we're trying to play multiple roles, you know, all the way from trying to teach their own children to getting their work done, being able to work. So they're really concerned what that will look like, how they will make it all work. Other things they're concerned about are when are things due? Since the campus is closed, that they've got borrowed equipment like books or calculators, when are those due? They're concerned about being charged late fees. We don't want to charge them late fees, obviously, so I'm sure we're working on ways to find all that out. I am posting in answers as I get answers, but just please remember, they're really concerned. They want to be successful. They're worried if their technology is going to keep working. You know, a lot of our students have technology, and I think we've taken care of the ones that do not, or we actually have some solutions that are in the works for those students that do not have technology. But for those that do have the technology, they're also concerned that the technology may not keep working or it may not be good enough. And I even know at home, I feel like we're, at my home, we've got really good technology. I mean, it's not the latest and greatest, but it's good, solid technology. The internet connections are very good. But there's still hiccups throughout the day. Things happen where, okay, video's not coming through, the internet's kind of lagging, and things aren't updating as fast as they should. So just be aware that the internet might just flat go down and students will panic. With all this said, please, please, please keep communicating and connecting with your students. I don't think there's anything as over communicating with them now, especially from the faculty position. They're getting a ton of email, right? So that's an over communication, and a lot of that will just go over their head or they will not even read. So communicate out everything you can that is of importance. Let students know it's okay. We're here for them and we will work with them. Next up is a wonderful opportunity. We have the TCC Online Conference. This is a conference that is put on by the University of Hawaii. They are in their 25th year. Now, as long as I've been in Maricopa, which I think I'm going on 11 or 12 years now, I'm losing count, we have participated in this conference. I don't know if we've participated all 25 years, but I know we've been participating ever since I've been here. It's a great conference. It's all virtual. So no, we don't get to go to Hawaii. And even if, you know, there's no chance of going to Hawaii right now, unless it's an emergency situation. So we'll just enjoy a little bit of Hawaii from our homes, but it is a 3-day conference. It will start April 14th and go until the 16th. It is designed for faculty and staff, so you can share this information out with your staff. It's also for students, and they even have sessions that are hosted by students. So please, please, please share this information with your students too. Now, MCLI has taken care of the registration costs for us, which means we get to participate for free. So if you did not get to go to a conference this year, or you've already used up your professional development funds, this is another virtual conference professional development opportunity for you. The thing I love the most about this conference is that it's people from around the world or nation. It's a little bit of both. And the sessions are varied. Like, it's a little bit of anything and everything. It might be K-12, it might be community college, it might be kind of like health focused, well-being, to instructional strategies, and then you've got the whole student perspective and what they present. So please check that out. Maricopa has taken care of that. If you look at the guide that goes with the podcast, I've got the link to create your account and then the registration code that you need, the invitation code, in order to get in. Finally, tomorrow, Thursday, April 9th at noon, from noon to 1:30, Maricopa is hosting the Academic Resiliency for Student webinar. And I don't know a lot about this. Sorry, I'm having to read. This is in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, where, you know, some students are worried, are they going to be able to complete with everything going on? How do they hang in there and be successful? So this is a webinar to bring those students in. How can you manage your stress during the COVID-19 pandemic? So let your students know. I've got the link in the document for that. There was also an email that came out about it, so you can double check your email. I did post this in the Student Hub, and I posted it in as an assignment so each student would see it. So hopefully someone will get to the link. But if you follow up with a reminder or recommending it, then they may be more likely to participate. That is it for the daily update. Other than, please read your email. There is so much information coming across that it's hard to keep up with. And I will do another daily update. I hope to do it on Thursday. If there's anything that you would like to know, do, hear, if there's some instructional strategies you would like to learn more about. Oh, speaking of instructional strategy, the one thing I'm seeing in working with faculty from the Center for Teaching and Learning, so this is just from the faculty I've been working with, but the kind of popular format or instructional strategy that many faculty seem to like, a lot of them have went to doing screencasts. So instead of trying to live lecture their content, they're doing screencast. I know several of them are just doing PowerPoints. Some are using other tools like Explain Everything. But in general, they're creating screencasts with the lecture and content that they want to deliver to students. They're giving that to students in advance, asking them to study, preview, review that information. And then one of two things, some are even given an opportunity for students to like email questions or fill out a Google form with their questions after they've done the content, while others are just following up with the live session. So you could do it one of two ways. You could provide a form where if they still have questions afterwards or a way to reach out to you with questions, you could do that. Then follow up with a live session, and that might be Zoom, in our case WebEx, but give an opportunity for students to come in and do a question and answer. Now the question and answer, the students are asking questions about content and you're still teaching, right? Because you're answering those questions and you're going into further instruction, but it's more targeted on what students need additional help with or want more clarification on. So that's just one model that I see is working for a lot of our faculty. I know some of them start out with the idea that they wanted to do full live lectures with all students logged in at the same time. And there's been a couple of challenges, whether the lecture was going too long. I think one of the big challenges, the students' technology on their side was not working. I know with WebEx and even Zoom, with the demand, you know, either the audio or the video will break up. It keeps going and it's not quitting on us, but there's like those hiccups or hesitations, and that makes it a little bit harder for students to consume the information that you're providing them. So that's just one strategy. Give it a try. If you've been trying live streams and trying to deliver content and lectures that way and it's not quite working for you, consider the screencast and then schedule a regular Q&A session where students can come in. Now, if you have large classes, this is another thing you may want to consider. You might want to group those students with live sessions. So instead of just doing one live session a week, maybe you'll want to break it up. Actually, my son's elementary teachers are doing this. So one child is in kindergarten, the other child is in fourth grade. They're scheduling two sessions a week for the students to hop in with them. So they don't have to attend both sessions. They attend one or the other, and the teacher will work with them based on when they can log in. So I would recommend something similar. Don't just provide one opportunity for students to get logged in because they're all working, taking care of their children. They may be taking care of elder parents. So provide like two or three different opportunities, maybe different times of the day, for students to actually log in and ask questions and follow up with some not one-on-one instruction, but small group instruction that will help them out. Okay, I hope that I end up talking longer than I planned, but hopefully you found the information valuable. Hang in there. Everybody is doing wonderful. I know with Maricopa, all of our students are back full-time. We should have every student enrolled for spring semester actively learning right now. So hang in there. It might be a little rough this week because we've added on that extra layer of all those face-to-face students coming back with fully online. But if you have questions, just let us know. We will help you out. And for the rest of you around the world, I hope you are doing well, staying healthy, and please, same thing, communicate with your students, connect with them, and let them know you're there. Have a beautiful day, and we will see you on the daily update I plan to produce on Thursday. So we'll see you Thursday. Bye.